Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom. Good morning, good morning. Today is May 19, 2015, and we're certainly blessed to see another day. I pray that God protected you and provided for you on last night, and that you had a peaceful rest, the peace of Christ, the peace of kingdom. So today we convene again for the kingdom assignment of today, and the kingdom assignment of today is be a sower. Be a sower. You know, as I was researching the topic, God dropped that in my spirit, and he said that we should find ourselves being sowers. And, you know, we have the kingdom concept of reaping and sowing, or sowing and reaping, and so we've got to understand that we are out to find ourselves being a sower. You know, I found this nice little saying that says, be a sower. Plant a seed. Let it grow into a tree. Give it water. Watch it grow. And give it the love that it needs. If we'll find ourselves being sowers, we're not just to plant the seed, but we're to nurture it. There's provisions that are needed in order for it to grow. It has to grow on good soil. And we've got to provide it with water. And we've got to just let it grow, watch it grow. And we've got to give it that attention that it needs in order for it to grow. We've got to give it the love that it needs in order for it to grow. We've also have to be patient with the growing process. And, you know, we are in this microwave society. You know, I was reading up on the millennials. And because millennials, these are, people that were born or children, teenagers that were born in 2000 and greater. And so, you know, they don't have the same, you know, capacity that we have, you know, as older, as adults and, you know, older people, because we didn't have all the luxuries that they have. And we didn't have all the electronics that they have. And, you know, they have all the electronics, the iPads, the iPhones, and, you know, the gaming consoles and all of that. And so because they, you know, in that era, they want things quickly. They want it like now. And so we've got to get back to having the patience to wait. And so that goes with us being a sower. Also, the principles, be humble and gentle and always keep looking for peace. And so, you know, you must either become good at sowing in the spring or begging in the fall, which means that, you know, we're sowers. We are sowing into the kingdom, and God wants us to be cognizant of the need to sow. You know, when a farmer goes out and a farmer is preparing the land, the farmer must have had to have seen a need to prepare the land to grow those seeds. And so we have to know that there is a need. If God is summoning us to be sowers, then there is definitely a need, not just among the people, because most times we look out among the people and we need to look within ourselves. Matthew 13:3-9 is my base scripture. And he told many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And so we've got to be cognizant of that scripture verse, because God is saying that we need to watch the ground in which we're sowing our seed. And it's not just for, you know, people that we're reaching out to. It's also for ourselves. When we get a word, or when we are even reading the word, when we're studying the Bible, that has to fall, that word, that seed has to fall on good ground, which means that you have to read with an open heart. You have to read with an open mindset. You have to read with a receptive heart. You've got to be able to receive. And so we've got to watch over our ground. We've got to watch over our heart. We have to guard our ears for what we hear. We have to guard our mindset. And so God is saying to us, be a sower today. Be a sower today. I wonder, what would happen to the farmer? You know, every year, you know, the farmer prepares at a certain time of the year, he prepares the land, and then there's a sowing process that takes place, and then there's a harvest. And, you know, we depend on that harvest, whether you know it or not. We depend on that harvest, because some of that harvest lands in our grocery stores. You know, with society the way it is today, you know, I was looking at an article where there's a prophecy of we're experiencing a drought. And so if we're experiencing a drought, then that means that, you know, at some point the farmer's not able to farm anymore. And so you got to understand how one action or one lack of an action thereof affects many people. Think about this. When the farmer goes out and prepares the land, the farmer's actions are affecting many people. Many people are waiting on that produce. The grocery stores are waiting on the produce. The consumer's waiting on that produce, you know, so that we can eat to nourish our bodies. And so you got to understand that the farmer's not sowing for himself. He's sowing. Of course, he's going to benefit from it, but he's sowing for with a greater concept in mind. And we've got to understand that we have to be responsible for ourselves. We're responsible for our hearts. We're responsible for our minds. And, you know, I always start an assignment out with applying it to ourselves, because we can't even go out and reach the people if we're not in the place to where, you know, we are built up. We're not in a place to where we're prepared and where we're able to provide for the next person. And so the kingdom assignment starts with you. Be a sower. And know that when you're in that word is not just for you. You would be amazed at how often, you know, if you're reading that word and you're letting that word reside in your heart, you're letting that word just walk and you're meditating on it daily, you would be surprised at when people cross your path, the situations happen, how God will allow those scriptures to come back to comfort you. He'll allow those scriptures to roll off of your tongue to comfort someone else, to encourage someone else. And so you become that walking word. You become that seed that you planted. And now you're not just sowing into you, but you're sowing into someone else. So we should look at it from this standpoint. When we are in the word, we are in that word not just for us, but we're in the word with a greater mindset, a greater concept. In fact, you should be reading the word based on kingdom, which means kingdom encompasses this earth. And so that word could be a revelation for someone. You know, you're in one state, you're in the word, but then that word could be a revelation for someone across the United States, or that word could be a revelation for someone in another country. You know, I often think about, you know, God is summoning us to get in the word, and God's, you know, mandate is to be in the word and to pray and to build relationship with him. We have those freedoms here in the United States, but other countries do not have the same freedoms that we have. And, you know, sometimes because we have the freedoms that we have, we take those things for granted. And, you know, there's going to come a time to where we may not be freely able to study the word. We may not be freely able to minister. We may not be freely able to go and encourage your sister and your brother. And so we've got to understand that, you know, in those times, you know, if we were to experience those times, you will have been so deep in the word that the word now resides in you. And you are the seed that has been planted by God. You are the seed that you have. You're the ground that you watched over. You're the heart. Your heart you protected. The provision was made to you. You know, that's where the saying that says, you must either become good at sowing in the spring or you're going to beg in the fall, which means that you should always be found sowing into your life, sowing into the people's lives that you are directly attached to. And that sowing ends up being the thing that you need to get you through the fall, to get you through the winter. And so we've got to be cognizant of that word. We've got to be cognizant of the fact that God is wanting us to step up higher. He wants us to go higher. And so, you know, sometimes we read this word and we don't quite get the understanding of the revelation. Then, you know, I summons you to pray and ask God to help you understand, give you the spirit of understanding so that you may understand what thus saith the Lord. Now, just to give you an explanation of what I've just read, which was Matthew chapter 13:3-9, the parable of the sower, it concerns a sower who is scattering seed. And so that sower has the thought process that I am going to plant something, and someday these seeds are going to produce something. And so we've got to be careful on where we scatter our seeds. And they're going to fall on four different types of ground. The hard ground, which is by the wayside, which means that you didn't even protect your seeds. You're just scattering them by the wayside. It prevents the seeds from sprouting at all. And the seed becomes nothing more than bird food. So you did not plant it. You're thinking it's going to reap a harvest. And it was just thrown away to eat from someone else to eat. Stony ground provides enough soil for the seed to germinate, and it begins to grow, but because there is no deepness of the earth, which means you didn't even dig deep enough, the plants do not take root. So it germinates and it grows, but it's not rooted. It's not rooted. And soon it's withered in the sun. The thorny ground allows the seed to grow, but the competing thorns choke the life out of the beneficial plant. And then you have what's called the good ground. It receives the seed and it produces much fruit. And that's what we should be looking at. We should be looking at the fruit that is produced from the seeds that we are sowing. And so we can look at this sowing concept as different responses to the gospel. The seed, as I stated before, is the word of God. It's the word of the kingdom. The hard ground represents someone who's hardened by sin, but he hears it, but he does not understand it. And then Satan plucks the message away, keeping the heart dull and preventing the words from making an impression. You got to make sure, you know, it's a hearing thing. You got to be able to hear it, and then your heart has to be receptive. The stony ground pictures a man who professes delight with the word. However, his heart is not changed. And when trouble arises, his so-called faith, it disappears. The thorny ground depicts one who seems to receive the word, but whose heart is full of riches, pleasures, and lust. The things of this world take his time and attention away from the word, and then he ends up having no time for it. And then the good ground portrays the one who hears. Notice that there is the contrast between a receptive heart and the ability to hear. A receptive heart and ability to hear. There's a contrast there. And you got to understand that they are relational. Your heart has to be receptive. When we talk about your heart being receptive, but that means that you've got to have the willingness and the availability to hear what God is saying to you. And God speaks to us in many ways. He speaks to us through people. He speaks to us through situations and conditions. And he speaks to us, ultimately, in the Word. And so, you know, that Bible, the Word, that C is the guideline to living your life in a kingdom format here on earth. And so we've got to get in the Word. God is, every message that God has given me reverts back to the Word. Every message, my podcast each morning says, you know, something that is associated with the Word. My sermons on Sunday say the same thing, get in the Word. And God is really summoning us to be sowers. You know, we talk about sowing and reaping, but you cannot reap what you did not sow. You cannot reap what you did not sow. One of the beautiful things that I like about the farmer is, if you've ever noticed, the farmer is very alert, very cognizant of the climate, very cognizant of things like the winter. And so the farmer does not prepare just in seed time, but the farmer is preparing for the harvest. The farmer is preparing and looking at the ground way in advance before he even drops a seed or plants a seed. And so, you know, the farmer already knows. The farmer has gotten so good at this that the farmer already knows what type of harvest he's going to get in return. He knows if it's going to be a good year. He knows if it's going to be a bad year. He already knows, based on his interpretation of the climate, his interpretation of other seasons, his interpretation of the ground, his interpretation. So he's done a lot of research. And, you know, we should also be and have the mindset of the farmer, in that we are observing things around us. We're observing situations. We're observing people. We're observing the ground that we're planting our seeds in. And sometimes we have to take into consideration ourselves. We have to observe ourselves. And so God is saying, get in that word. Get in the word like never before. There's going to come a time where you're going to wish that you were in that word. There's going to come a time where you're going to be facing situations where that word is the thing that comforts you. That word is the thing that encourages you. That seed that was planted long ago comes back up to give you the harvest in which God is trying to give you. See, there's a return. A return is the harvest. And, you know, most people don't really get that concept. There is a return that God is trying to give you. He is trying to take you a step higher, but he can't take you a step higher if you're not prepared. And so God is saying, get in the Word. Ecclesiastes 11:4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Think about that passage for just a minute. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. Well, why is he not sowing? Because if he's sowing seed and he's scattering it along the ground, think about a seed. A seed is a very small, it's a seed. It's small and it doesn't carry much weight. And when you spring it on the land, it had to be on good ground, sink into the earth, and it has to take root. And so if the wind is blowing, then the seed does not get planted. It's never in the ground. It may hit and experience the soil, but it's going to blow. And so you've got to observe the wind. And so we've got to understand that, you know, God is really in this sowing and reaping. And I'm looking at Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. That's Ecclesiastes 11:6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. And so we've got to understand that when we're sowing, you know, I talked about how the farmer knows what type of harvest. We too should be cognizant of the fact, what type of harvest are we going to receive? And, you know, there's a such thing as a good harvest and a bad harvest. You're going to reap whatever you sow. Galatians 6:7 says, whatever a man sows, that will he will also reap. That's Galatians 6:7. And so if you are sowing good things, remember we're talking about ourselves, we're talking about our heart. If you're sowing good things, then you'll reap good things. If you're sowing bad things, then you're going to reap bad things. And so God is trying to get us to a place to where, you know, the word is good. It's nurturing for us. It does us well. It comforts us. It gives us peace. It gives us, and notice how that word is bearing much fruit. It's producing fruit. That word is producing love. That word, that joy, that seed produces the gift that God has for us, which is the fruit that it produces. And it is producing that in us. As you begin to read that word, watch your, and your heart is receptive, watch your mindset transform. Watch your mindset renew. Watch your mindset. It's really something. It's very awesome to sit and watch the transformation of a person just by them diving in that word and getting an understanding, getting God's understanding for the purpose of that word. Now, every day we should be walking in assignment, and the assignment for today is be a sower. And you got to be cognizant of what you're sowing. So if you haven't been sowing good things, you know, it's not too late. You can start today by sowing good things and watch for your harvest. Your harvest will begin to turn to good things. Some people are in situations don't know really know how they got there. And it's because of the sowing that you've done. You've done it subconsciously. And we're bringing it, I'm working to bring it to the forefront so that you can address it. Begin to get in that word and begin to change what you're sowing. And as you begin to change what you're sowing, watch your situation change. Watch your situation transform. Watch your mind renew. And so we, you know, this is a scripture that's going to help you today. This is a scripture that's going to help you carry out your assignment for today. And once you have formed yourself in a way that you are, you know, the sower, and you have sown into yourself, sown into your heart, now you begin to sow to your sisters and your brothers. Now you can give them an encouraging word. Now you can give them a scripture that's going to help them. Now you can give them a scripture that allows them to have the same access to peace, joy, and love that you have access to. And now your seed that you've sown into you is not just helping you, but it is producing fruit in others. And God put us on this earth to be fruitful and to multiply. And so as we're spreading that word, that's what we're doing. We're being fruitful. And we're multiplying the kingdom. We're building the kingdom. We're edifying the kingdom in men. And so God says, move forward in your assignment. Join me tomorrow when we talk about reaping. Because there's a seed time in your life, and then there's a harvest. There's a spring, and then there's a fall. And God is showing us how to be prepared for the fall. I thank God for your listening ears today. I thank God for just allowing me to be up this early and to visit you this early in the morning before you rise, before you set out for your day, so that you can have a word that allows you to move about throughout the day. God is so mindful of us that he would visit us in this hour. God is so mindful that he would meet us when we open our eyes. Not that he would meet us, but he actually he raises us. He allows us to rise from our sleep. He actually breathes new life into our bodies so that we're able to look up and say, thank God for another day. And so I thank God for you. Be blessed.